Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parasha Vayikra, and he called. Week 24, 7th Aliyah. If anyone sins and is unfaithful to the Lord by deceiving his neighbor about something entrusted to him, or left in his care, or stolen, or if he cheats him, or if he finds lost property and lies about it, or if he swears falsely, or if he commits any such sin that people may do, when he thus sins and becomes guilty, he must return what he has stolen or taken by extortion, or what was entrusted to him, or the lost property he found, or whatever it was he swore falsely about. He must make restitution in full, add a fifth of the value to it, and give it all to the owner on the day he presents his guilt offering. And as a penalty, he must bring to the priest, that is, to the Lord, his guilt offering, a ram from the flock, one without defect, and of the proper value. In this way, the priest will make atonement for him before the Lord, and he will be forgiven for any of these things he did that made him guilty. Leviticus 6, verses 2 through verse 7. Is there any condition to receive forgiveness? Sin against another person is not only against men, but also against the Eternal. In order to obtain forgiveness from the Eternal of sins of robbery committed against a fellow man, it's necessary to make a full restitution of what was stolen, also by adding a fifth of its value. The return of the goods can't be delayed. It has to be done on the same day that the sin offering is presented before the Eternal. That is the way of receiving forgiveness from the Eternal for being guilty before Him. The Eternal can't forgive our sin against our neighbor. Only the neighbor himself can. If we don't fix the issues with the neighbor to the extent of our possibilities, the Eternal can't forgive us either. Our rabbi teaches about this in Matthew 5, 23, 24. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. And in 1 John 4:20, it is written, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. Now, if we have tried as much as we can to do our part with our neighbor, then we can be sure that the Eternal forgives us and receives us in the heavenly tabernacle, where an everlasting sacrifice, speaking on behalf of every repentant sinner, can be found. Dear disciple of the Messiah, believe in the forgiveness from the Eternal according to what's written. Believe in Messiah Yeshua's sacrifice. Believe that through the sacrifice and work of the heavenly high priest, the Eternal receives you with arms wide open. Because it's written, in this way, the priest will make atonement for him before the Lord, and he will be forgiven for any of these things he did that made him guilty. Blessed be the Eternal for forgiveness of sin in Messiah Yeshua. We are free from guilt. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom.